It's a ceramic installation of over 1,500 very small ceramic vessels, handmade ceramic vessels, that will be laid out on the floor in a pattern that people can walk through. And each of those little vessels, for me, is representative of Syrian refugees crossing from Turkey into Greece through the Aegean Sea. And that is very much reflective of what was happening in Greece at the time that I was there in 2015, at the end of 2015.
How long did you stay in Greece in 2015?
Well, I had an artist residency there. So I was away from Australia. I was staying in Greece for about 6 weeks altogether.
Uh-huh.
I had...
Whereabouts?
Yeah, well, I had about a week in Athens, mm-hmm. which was great because I was really able to visit some of the museums there that I'd been deeply interested in. And then after that, I went to the island of Skopelos to...
Skopelos?
Yes.
Yes, and yes. What did you do there?
Well, that's where I undertook the residency for 5 weeks, mm-hmm. so at Skopelos Foundation for the Arts. So I stayed there on the island and I worked every day in studios there provided by the foundation with a number of other visiting international artists as well. So in actual fact,
yes.
when I went there, I was looking at exploring something different. I was looking at exploring kind of cross-cultural symbols of luck and travel and transition and fortune, these kinds of... kind of universal ideas, I think, in most cultures, and looking at different kinds of expressions, and particularly in the Greek culture, different symbols of those expressions. But what I found was that while I was actually in Skopelos, that at that time was this great kind of diaspora of the Syrian refugees and that huge kind of tumultuous voyages that were happening from Turkey into Lesbos and Kos at that time.
But you didn't see any refugees in Skopelos? Did you stay just in Skopelos?
No, I did stay just in Skopelos. So I didn't have direct contact with what was happening with the refugees,
mm-hmm.
but I was very much aware through media, through discussions with locals and the people that I was meeting in Greece that that this was happening. So, you know, at that time, Greece was also in quite a strong kind of economic crisis too. So it was quite a tumultuous time for, I think...
So what Greece. Period was it in 2015? Was it during summer?
No, well, it was the end of summer going into autumn. So it was...
August, September.
It was October.
October.
The whole month of October okay. and into November. So really the bulk of my time was spent there in October.
Are you a potter or what type of artist are you? How do you describe yourself?
Well, I'm a multidisciplinary artist. So I trained as a painter initially at Victorian College of the Arts. And after that, I actually trained in multimedia and graphic design. Before I started a teaching degree as well. So I have a few different kind of strengths. One of my strengths is photography and multimedia work.
Mm-hmm.
Another is more traditional painting and drawing techniques, but I'm able to use printmaking if I want to or ceramics if I want to, depending on the concept that I have about the piece. So usually I'll develop an idea and then figure out what the best way to express that idea is. So ceramics isn't necessarily my signature medium, but for this particular work, given that I've been in a country that has such a rich and strong kind of tie to ceramics, hand-built ceramics and pottery, I really felt that that was an important way to express these kinds of ideas about these kind of refugees.
And the ceramics you have created, they are small objects, they are handmade objects,
yes.
and they're also glazed. The colours
right.
of the Aegean, I take it.
Yes, so they are glazed in a variety of muted kind of colours, just a restricted colour palette sticking with white, black, really a kind of ultramarine blue, and a crimson. And those colourful spots are located in the centre of the little vessel that would fit inside the palm of your hand, mm-hmm. similar to a large shell or mm-hmm. like a mussel shell, something like that. And I was very much inspired by, this Greek symbol of the protection against the evil eye. And I thought...
Mati.
The Mati. So I thought that I would be able to be inspired by that and bring that into my design as a kind of like a protective symbol within the work as well.
So did you study ceramics in Skopelos or other media?
I didn't study ceramics there, although I did visit some ceramicists, local ceramicists in their studios, which was very exciting. They were very generous with their time. And I was able to see that they were sourcing local clay and how they were throwing it on the wheel and creating these kinds of beautiful vessels themselves, bowls, dishes, plates, urns and cups and so forth, and all of that decoration. But when I was there, I was making more printmaking, etchings and mezzotint prints and watercolour and mixed media works on paper that I would be easily able to transport back to Australia.
Now, in diaspora, with all these objects, over 1,000 objects you created, now you're giving them away. You're inviting the visitors to bring something and exchange them with the objects you have created, these small ceramic objects. Why are you doing that?
Well, I'm really doing that because this installation for me is like it's an opportunity for the community or those invited or anybody that hears about it to come in and kind of perform a symbolic act of recognition of what refugees have been going through and almost a symbolic act of welcoming the refugees into a community or a better life as they would have hoped and wished for. So the work in itself isn't just the installation when it gets set up in the gallery space. It's actually that active participation of the audience coming in and kind of making that symbolic gesture of acceptance of this situation or recognition of what these people have suffered by taking some of the artwork home and leaving a small item in its place. Something small that would fit inside the palm of the hand, something that's not valuable, certainly not money or anything like that.
Like but, what?
Well, it could be anything as simple as, a special button. It could be a small flower. It could be a little figurine. It could be a marble. Mm. some small kind of special little object that can be just left behind in its place.
And what are you going to do at the end of the exhibition with all these different objects that you are going to collect?
That's a very interesting question. So I'm hoping that by the end of the exhibition, which finishes on the 30th of September, I think, that the whole of the installation will have been transformed into a new pattern of new objects and that will be documented and that in turn becomes that next kind of iteration of the exhibition. So the artwork then becomes the transformation that the community has kind of made on that work. What I'm actually going to do with the objects that are left behind, well, I'm not going to throw them in the bin. I'm going to collect them and just sit with them for a little while until I can figure out what next to do with them. So, in a sense, they might become part of another installation.
Tell us a little bit about the installation. How are these ceramic objects are going to be arranged? Because you said that people will be able to walk through them. In between them, correct?
Mm.
So it would be lines of them. How are you going to have them?
Well, I'm going to arrange them in a pattern that is representative of some of the ocean currents of the Aegean Sea. So, of course, it won't be like a satellite picture of that area, but representative of the patterns of the ocean currents that these refugees were having to attempt to cross at the time.